sun pass me by.
Oh, yes.
That's the sound of sunshine coming down.
And little Mike Franti starting us off on this Monday morning. Good morning to your breakfast with Nancy back in the seats. Progressive Talk Radio, 1340 KVOT. Missed you guys. I did. And it was great to be in New York City. Brooklyn, forget about it. I know, I won't insult anybody who actually talks like that because I'm a desert girl. There's no doubt about that. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things I saw, though, in New York. All the talk about Ground Zero, where they want to put that mosque school slash place. Nobody in New York cares. Nobody in New York cares. I just want to say that. We have many things to talk about here that I care very much about. While I was gone across the nation, not one, not two, not three, four gay teenagers took their own lives. Four in September, right around the time school started for these young people. We've got to talk about that. Ellen DeGeneres gave a very compelling a speech about it, talk about it, and we're going to talk about it here. Do you know what else? Far more dangerous to be a gay teenager in a rural area, not unlike Taos, Santa Fe. Not unlike our neighbors to the north in rural areas, far more dangerous. There isn't the support there. So we're going to talk about what you and I can do today. Low-flying jets, I wasn't here for the meeting. I understand it was a packed house. I can't wait to hear more from you on that topic this morning. A little bit about what's next. I understand next meeting is coming up. By the way, there are some helicopters making some low flights over northern New Mexico, not related to the military's training mission. Just want to alert you to that. What are they doing? We'll find out about that as well. We're going to check in with our money guy, Billy Knight from Knight Financial. Looks like the economy is rebounding in New York City, I'll tell you that. I infused their economy while I was there. We'll have more after this, thanks to Wolfgang Spa. Don't go away. We have other news we'll be looking at throughout the morning and, of course, conversation with you. We've also got up next our financial wizard, Billy Knight from Knight Financial. We'll find out more about what's going on. And what a time of year to get out and about. Backpacker Bill, the founder of Backpacker Magazine, joining us for some great walks and tracks you might be interested in. If you're really feeling ambitious, how about up over Wheeler Peak? You'll have more on that coming your way right after this. Don't go away.
Focusing on healthcare is our...
Well, the sparks are already flying. Gosh, the sheriff and I are having words off the air. Listen, you can talk to him yourself. He says it wasn't his officer who was rude to that woman. But I had to ask him if he works for the DOT. DOT requested that all of these officers come out to these vendors, and you knew that these vendors make their living out there. Did you not, Sheriff?
I know there's vendors out there, yes, ma'am.
And they've been there for how long?
I have no idea.
They've been there since I moved here, so that's been 31 years.
All right.
At least.
Okay.
So when DOT asked you to come out to help, you sent how many officers?
Two officers.
And two cars?
Two cars.
So two police cars. State police were involved. Town Chief and Gladys here, you were not asked to come out.
We were not there, no.
Pueblo police.
I understand after yesterday that they were there, but we didn't know
so
that they would be there.
You weren't actually there?
No, ma'am.
All right. So I'll let the people who were there talk to you, because I wasn't right either. And you can call the sheriff at 758-5868. He said he used the BS word to me. I questioned him on knowing that these vendors were given no notice. You don't work for DOT. You are not required when someone asks you to come out. You could have said, you know, y'all might want to give them some notice. These people make a living out there.
When we get calls for assistance, we send our units out there. DOT called us, asked us if we could assist in case there was any problems.
And so they anticipated problems.
They anticipated problems, I guess.
And did you anticipate problems?
We've never had any problems there with the people. No, the tribal officer was arguing with her. He's the one that made the threat to arrest her.
I see.
He went over there to speak to my officers. They spoke to the lady and referred her to the state police because we are there just assisting. We weren't there to make arrests or take no paddy wagon or whatever people are saying that was there.
Witnesses say there was a paddy wagon and state police and sheriff's department and Pueblo police.
two cars, state police and two sheriff's office. I don't know what tribal had.
So when your officers got called out, did you have a conversation with them about how they should behave if there was were interactions?
Yeah, the officers know how to behave when there's in public like that.
And what should they do?
There's always two sides to everything, and just listen to people, because people are the people that are telling you what's going on.
There was a lawsuit about this, and a judge ruled that they had every legal right to be there.
I understand, yes.
You are aware of that?
Yes.
So arresting them, there's no grounds to arrest them. That there are people that make their livelihood out there. Maybe there's a better way to handle it. You don't see that.
We were never told nothing, Nancy, of it going to be permanent. We were told they're going to put up barricades. They're working on that bridge now. Am I going to question everything every time they call and say, we're going to be doing this? Well, why are you going to do it? That's not my job.
If I can interject a little bit.
I want to
get
take a call first if I can. Good morning. Okay. You're on the air.
Good morning, Nancy. This is Barbara.
Hey, Barb.
Hi. Can't let you have all this conversation by yourself. You know, I don't have any dog in this race except to say, and you hit on it yesterday, there's just an attitude and a prevailing kind of police state, militaristic kind of attitude in our country. You know, they talk about keeping the peace. When you show up armed and dangerous and trained in how to hurt people, and then you have unarmed citizens, this is happening way too much. It's not a question of, did you know this? It's this aggression toward American citizens. Before you even have a chance to go to court.
I want to say there are ways, and I'll have the chief jump in here, because you dealt with the protesters at Gay Pride, where there was an anticipation, obviously, that there would be trouble. And this trouble could have been prevented. And I'm not laying that squarely on your shoulders. I'm not. The DOT had a responsibility to say these are people who make a livelihood out there. If there's a legal right or a safety issue, give them some notice. And yes, I do. I guess I would have liked for you, Sheriff, to be more proactive, to at least have had a voice in it, not just to blindly follow order. And it's not even an order. You do not work for the Department of Transportation. And to at least have had that input, because you know your community and you know these folks are going to be upset when they're displaced, because they depend on that to eat and feed their children. What's my name? Welcome to it, a Thursday, December 15th. I'm Nancy Stapp, and you have tuned to Progressive Community Connective Talk Radio Global, as a matter of fact. 1340kvot.com is the way to get it. Many people, including Senate Democrats, and not just Democrats, it's not a partisan issue, are asking why. Justification for the decision for overturning Plan B and some other news today. And the best source I know, Feminist Majority Foundation Executive Vice President and the Executive Editor of Ms. Magazine, Kathy Spiller, is joining us this morning. Kathy, thanks. I know it's awfully early. Are you in California?
I'm in California, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity.
Wow. Well, you must have had a little coffee this morning, because you sound more awake than I do. So good for you.
I'm trying.
Well, thank you so much. This is an important issue, and I know we have a busy time of year, but I'm going to just let you roll and tell us what's happening. I know Eleanor Smeal has been talking about it, writing about it. We've had her on this show, and now you to talk about what in the heck happened. First, the president said he would be for it. Now he's against it, and people don't understand it. Please explain.
Well, I'll do my best, because frankly, it caught everybody by surprise, and we're stunned. We had expected that indeed Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius would accept the recommendation of the FDA's committee that said it's about time that we made Plan B, or the morning after pill, available non-prescription basis over the counter. It's available now for 17-year-old and older women who go to their pharmacist, it's the behind-the-counter access, and prove they either have a prescription or proof of age. But this is a safe, effective drug. It's not an abortifacient. It's a contraception that can be used within 48 hours of unprotected sex. It prevents pregnancy, and it should be made available over-the-counter, just along with spermicides and sponges and condoms and other forms of family planning that can be purchased from the counter aisles at the drugstore. And it was reviewed by pediatricians, by scientists and physicians and OBGYN, and declared very safe, very effective, and should be made available to prevent unwanted pregnancy. Chest department.
I mean, there's so much we've said in recent days about the media, and I'm going to tie this in because, of course, the consolidation of media and the messaging that the often very narrow extremists, that's all I can call them, at the very fringes, who will use phrases like the abortion drug. And you say that enough on the Fox, and I cannot put Fox and News in the same sentence because it's a prop. Well, it is. It's a propaganda station. It was actually meant to be. And it does a good job, because I noticed recently when I cut back on some of my financial expenses and went to the lower package, here's a thing you probably know, Kathy, but I'm not sure, the poorest people always have access to Fox.
Yep.
But they'll take away your MSNBC. So what I'm saying is the poor people are getting this messaging, and we know in advertising and in radio that frequency works. Yeah. So if you say it enough, people believe it. And they're using this term together. And I'm so glad you talked about what this drug really is. There's a lot of ignorance about what we're talking about here, and so much sexual discrimination that men and boys, and of course, insurance companies were covering Viagra through your insurance companies long before they were taking care of women and their need for contraceptive services. We still live in a very, very sexist world, and this is another prime example of this. This is not an abortion drug.
Yes, no, it's not, and it's holding hostage for political purposes life-saving contraceptive medicines from women in this country, and very patronizing.
That's Kathy Spiller joining me this morning.